So just picking back up, we're talking about that going out for parnasa is not like going out for mitzvah. So now he explains the reason for not going out within the first 3 days. Seasickness. He's saying that Shabbat, it's called Shabbat Oneg. And therefore, if you're going out and you haven't gotten your sea legs yet, he's saying that even now you can't go out for a Dvar Rashut within 3 days unless you're a regil. So it's at, you're accustomed to doing this. For example, I have a friend who's an acupuncturist, and for a while, I think even a couple of years, he worked as an acupuncturist on a cruise line. And so he just, for however long he was doing it, he lived on the ship. He got paid meh, but all of his housing and food were taken care of, and health, because he just used the ship's doctors when he got sick. It's not at Bizman Azeh something a nice firm boy would do, but just imagine, 20, 30 years from now, and you do have your first Israeli cruise line, you will have Shomer Shabbat people who will be. And you know what? There are Israeli freight companies. Not as glamorous as a cruise ship, but I promise you, there are Shomer Shabbat guys on these. There are Navy guys and Marine, They're from, from Navy guys, from Marine guys. Comes up. So he's saying that if you have a boat where the captain and all the workers are Jews, you can't be Mikael, you can't be lenient to set sail with everybody else on Shabbat. Boarding the boat, even if when you're actually going to leave is on Sunday, because people are benefiting from Malacha on Shabbat. And Bizman Azeh, there's no heter pikuach nefesh, because you can just, the boat can chill in the water, and we're not going to worry if somebody's going to run out of food, got freezers, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
So you stock?
Well, saying like, if it's docked, don't go out on Shabbat.
Don't come out.
Either way. Leaving, I think you can. This is talking about setting sail.
Not literally stepping out of the way here.
Okay. The Shabbat on so like him, laflig, Svina, af im rov and the same, ba malachim, ba him goyim, wa fil ba na mitzvah, shasor, nesot, ba mayim, ba Shabbat. He's saying that on Shabbat itself, even if you're going into a boat where everybody is a guy, you're just not allowed to do it. O lechem mi she'en lo be'kineset b'shkunato, Yesh Beit Knesset So he's saying that let's say you have a situation, you live in, or just for some reason you get stuck in West Memphis, Arkansas, right? And West Memphis, Arkansas, most of the people there have never seen a Jew, but if you cross the Mississippi, you can go to Memphis. Memphis has a long-established, very strong community. You may not take the boat from West Memphis to Memphis.
So what did Rabbi Shmuel mean? No, Rabbi Shmuel mean
right?
Then...
I'm just thinking of one community I know, which legit, if you're on one side of Mississippi, there's nothing, you go to Memphis, that's one of the oldest communities in the country.
It's
a very Hazak community there.
So what did Rabbi Shmuel say? That you avoid
but you would not be allowed to do that. Even if it's not, if it's not motor operated,
that
would not be allowed to do that.
Is
okay, Gimel. Asolatos pematos b'shabbat gam yimtzavadaman shrei amatos rov nosaim en goyim. So just like a boat. So too the halacha is you can't go on a plane on Shabbat. This actually comes up. I'll get to the end. We'll see. Maybe he's going to address the issue. What a fetal aim amatos memari aniva Shabbat rak hani hadat yeh beatzim yom Shabbat. So even if you take flight Arab Shabbat. And it's just going to touch down on Shabbat. You can't do that.
According to this
brayta,
it's not.
About Shabbat, Yishom him goyim. So he says, but if the plane was already there. Already stopped there. So let's say, and this is a real situation that can come up. You have a flight that was supposed to leave at noon, and it got delayed 4 hours. They're not letting you off the plane, and you're going
to Arab Shabbat,
right? So you took a flight Arab Shabbat, and you did, you know, in good faith. And then,
itself is also not recommended.
Say, huh? Why do they have to do
so,
that?
So, from Chatzon and on, you're not supposed to really travel Erev Shabbat. But let's say you end up. So, my parents, for example, got stuck in a very terrible situation where they ended up being stuck on a plane for 24 hours. I made the news. I don't think it was on Shabbat, but like basically it was delayed, and then they changed crews, and in order to change crews, instead of going to the location they're going, they went to the main hub of that airline. I'm not going to say which one. And then by the time they went back, they went forth, maybe you're going to 24 hours. Okay, so yeah, so you're now on this plane, and you got there Friday morning, and Shabbat's coming in at 7, right? And you're flying from, you know, from New York to, let's say you're flying from, let's say New York to Canada, or you know, let's say you're going to like Edmonton or something like that, right? So you're picking up time even as you go. And even with all that, they screwed up. So you'd be allowed to stay on the plane. Like, what? No. You're in the air, you're staying on the plane. I'm talking about that you're on there and you were on there legit, and then it crosses into Shabbat. You don't need to say, hey, Shabbat's coming in, let me off the plane. No, no, I'm talking about like in one of these situations where you're locked. Like where they're like,
oh, you're locked. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, you're docked.
Okay, I got you.
And they're just like,
will be this.
Huh? No, you're going outside the Tikkun. You don't. You know,
is this Shigzera not to fly out? Same Shigzera and not to go on a boat 2 days, 3 days for Shabbat. Is this a Shigzera with the airplane? Can I fly out Thursday morning?
You can fly out Thursday morning.
Isn't that the same thing as a boat?
No, because remember that there's a Tikkun issue, but there's also the
plane sick.
Yeah, but it's not
a real thing.
It's a real thing, but it's not prolonged. You know. At no time are you spending, in the most extreme flight situation, you're never on a plane more than 24 hours. Whereas boats, it's very common to be there for weeks. Right? I don't know of any destination in the world from any other destination where you would be on a plane nonstop for 24 hours.
But I guess still, once you're safe, obviously it's fly too close to Shabbat, and right. I mean, all your options also.
I'm saying, like I've ended up on business things, and they're like, you have to fly back to Erev Shabbat. Multiple times I've had. I mean, the worst I've had to do is from like Chicago. But still.
I
told them I won't leave. Whatever it is, but it's a huge problem. He's still saying you should ask a question. My guess is, if you're ever in this circumstance, chances are there's no question to be asked. The question would come, hey, can I take this flight in the first place?
No, obviously, yeah.
But I'm saying that...
I mean, you ask your rabbi, he'll say the usual, give yourself some time. I mean, it's inevitable, even if you say...
Yeah.
I mean, that's common sense. I mean, it's not a halakha shala, I think. What's the rabbi going to say?
No, it is a halakha shayla. If it's too close to Shabbat, where you're risking
too close, halakhically,
chatzot non-work, midday,
right? So anything before that's not even shayla,
right? Exactly. But you know, you do need to be cognizant of inclement weather, blah 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 blah. All these different issues. It's not necessarily so pashut. Okay. You want to... Okay.